Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
A lot of owners are very, what have you done for me lately? They want like the hot guy who's coming off of a great season, and that's just not going to happen. I don't think there's anything about the offense, as far as what I've watched, that's like disqualifying or kind of sours me on what the Kingsbury experience has looked like in Washington. When he gets Jaden Daniels back and Jaden Daniels is healthy next year, I'm sure they'll be okay on offense. But I'd be surprised if he was like at the top of a lot of lists by the time we got to the end of the year.
Robert Mays of The Athletic on the show yesterday. That's got to be the first time Cliff Kingsbury's ever heard that people looking for the hot guy won't be looking for him.
He's not a hot guy, apparently.
That's a tough thing to hear.
That is tough.
And by the way, he's never heard it before. I'll tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Handsome Cliff's like, what do you mean I'm not the hot guy? In his very deep voice. So, really good chance he's back then if you buy what Mays was selling yesterday. I would bet you he gets an interview for a head coaching job this offseason. You agree with that?
Yeah.
How would he not? Will he get multiple interviews? If I set the over-under at 1.5 interviews for Cliff, would you take the over or the under?
Interviews over.
You would?
Yeah.
I'm leaning that way, too. Do you think he's a finalist for any jobs this offseason?
Yes.
I do, too. Do you think he gets a job this offseason?
No. That's as far as I go.
How many openings are there going to be in the NFL? Where are we at on that right now? Let's look at that for a second.
That's a very good question.
The Giants are currently open.
One.
The Titans are currently open.
Two.
Both of them have rookie quarterbacks and should be hiring offensive-minded head coaches to pair with their QBs that they need to develop.
Although that's not the chatter in New York.
It's not, but they don't do anything correctly. I'm sure they'll hire a DC who's been a coach three times. I'm not doing a bit. I was listening to WFAN on the stream a couple days ago, and the name that kept popping up was Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator from the Chiefs. They're like, we got to get Spags in here. Let's get Spags in here to run the defense. He's like Coughlin 2.0, you know? Can you imagine that?
Yes, I can.
But anyway, Jackson Dart looks like the real deal. Cam Ward does not at all. He's been terrible this season. I don't know how much of that is situation, organization, or him. But if those are the only two openings currently, what else comes open at the end of the season?
Cincinnati?
Oh, that'd be a hell of an opening. By the way, should be offensive-minded. Although you could convince me they need to fix their defense and Burrow and those weapons. Well, you know, you can get the offense right without that. You don't have to develop a quarterback, so to speak. So that's one.
Cleveland? No Stefanski?
Very possible. If Stefanski's out there, I think he'd become the head coach of the Giants. That's one of those where, like, if he's mm-hmm. gone, he's going to take another job. So it's not like there's another opening. But that's possible. I think the Dolphins.
It's five.
I'm going to say Cliff surprisingly gets a job this offseason. I know right now that sounds crazy, but here's my caveat. Ryan Clary style. Here's my big butt. My big butt on Cliff getting a job this offseason is, if this offense continues to play at this level for the rest of the year, you can't do it. You can't hire him. It's just not exciting. You can't preach, look at this. Look at what they were doing in Washington. But I am assuming Jaden Daniels comes back and the offense has its best quarter of the season still to come. And if that happens, I think Cliff gets a job. But the chances are not over 50% by any means.
No, you're counting on a couple of dominoes to fall there.
Is Joe Witt back?
No.
I think he will be.
Do you really? In the same capacity?
I do. I really do. I guess it depends on how bad it gets. Come back and ask me in a month. Do I think he should be back?
We need to do the Joe Witt check once a week.
Where
your weekly
in
Witt.
The world is Joe Witt. Yeah, do that. Will Joe Witt be back? Because here's why I say this. In most organizations, this week he would have been fired when you made him no longer the play caller. A lot of DCs would have been like, wait, you're telling me I'm not the play caller? I'm just going to help Dan Quinn and take this public demotion as you chop me off at the knees? No, I'm not doing that. Not questioning him doing it, but he did. He accepted it.
Yeah.
But I think this is like the couple that stays together at the most perilous time. Like, if you find out that your spouse is cheating and you stay with them then, why get a divorce 6 months later when you're pissed off about something they did? It's the darkest, theoretically, hopefully, right now, when you've given up 1,800 yards in four games and 150-plus points, averaging 40 points per. And if it doesn't get better for the rest of the year, again, come back in 6 weeks. Now I'll say, okay, maybe they make the change. It's kind of darkest right now, and instead of firing him, Dan Quinn did the thing to save him, his buddy. So I think there's a real chance by the offseason you go, all right, now we're healthy, now we're going to be aggressive, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and then you preach the Joe Witt way.
Interesting. I got a different marriage analogy for you. This is the trial separation when we already know you're getting divorced. This is the, I don't want to do this now. We'll do it quietly and give you a chance. And if you're, you know, free agent now, no one will care about you. You're probably not going to get another gig. He's trying to do right by his buddy. Like, what should have happened is, you know, when Rivera and Old Dust Up were buddies, and he fired him, finally couldn't handle it anymore.
You think keeping him on staff for the rest of the year and cutting his legs out from under him as a non-play caller in embarrassing fashion is better than just firing him?
Well, not in my world, but in theirs, where everything's loyalty, we're pulling the rope in the same direction, brotherhood, and all the cliches. You live and walk that path all the time. It's like, he's still part of this thing, man. He's still going to be instrumental in what we do. A little bit less so now.
I missed it. You said brotherhood.
Yeah.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.